Of course, traveling to a new country, there are things that you need to take into account. The person's health, looking at the person's in terms of security as well. With 9/11, that has happened, security is very conscious for the U.S. and other countries. And so when you're traveling to or out from other countries into the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
those are some of the things that you will look at on the visa, the background security of a person or individual. And one is COVID-19, which has affected the world economically and travel into the U.S. Can you tell us about, what are some of the updates on travel status traveling to the U.S. with COVID-19?
Yeah, absolutely. So that really goes hand in hand with what we're talking about, travel to the United States. So as of November 8th, so that's next week, it happens to be the day before the DV program deadline. But as of basically next week, every traveler to the United States must be fully vaccinated against COVID if they want to go to the United States. So we strongly recommend that everyone gets vaccinated, not only just to be able to go to the United States, but because it's important for everyone's health to make sure that everyone is safe and protected against this horrible virus that is really destroying so many lives. It's so sad. So we strongly recommend getting vaccinated for everyone. And vaccines here in Papua New Guinea are free, and you can it's one jab if you get Johnson & Johnson, which is available throughout Port Moresby and in other places throughout the country. But yes, as of next week, anyone traveling to the United States must be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. There's a couple of exemptions, for example, for children under age 18 and certain other specific exemptions. But the basic guideline is everyone needs to be vaccinated. And the more people who get vaccinated, the faster the world and Papua New Guinea will be able to overcome this virus.
Andrew, in terms of vaccination, when they do apply for the visa, do they need to show proof attached to it that they've also got vaccinated for themselves when applying for the visa application?
Yeah, good question. So no, you don't submit your proof of vaccination during the application, but you do have to show it when you fly. So when you go to the airport, you won't be able to get on that plane to the United States until you show that proof of vaccination.
Now, for yourself, since you've been here in Papua New Guinea for the last 2 months with the COVID-19, and we've just come out of a social gathering, more or less like a lockdown, where numbers had to be restricted for 20 people and below. Working at an embassy, how have you gone about operating at the embassy, and what are some of the protocols you put in place there?
Yeah, so we have strongly encouraged all of our staff to get the vaccine, and pretty much everyone who works at the U.S. Embassy has gotten the vaccine, which means we have been able to work together in person much more than we would be able to if people were not vaccinated. That said, we're still being very careful. It's important that even if you get the vaccine, we all still need to wear masks, we need to wash our hands, and we need to keep distance from people. So if you come to the embassy for an application, if you're applying for a visa, or if you're a U.S. citizen and applying for a passport, for example, we do have staggered appointments, so we don't allow everyone to come all at once. Our waiting room can only accommodate a small number of people all at the same time because it's indoors and we want to make sure that people keep their distance from each other. We require everyone who comes to the embassy to wear a mask. We take their temperature, and we strongly encourage everyone to be vaccinated before they come to the embassy. But as I said, we do everything we can to make sure that we stay safe and that we don't allow this virus to continue jumping from person to person.
Andrew, it's great talking to you about, some of the things that are happening, apart from COVID-19, but to talk about the diversity visa. So before we end our discussion for this morning, what can you say to people out there who are sitting and thinking, I'd like to start a new life in the U.S.? Because many people tend, they say, look, going to the U.S., gives us an opportunity. But, it's a big country, and getting to the U.S., obviously, when you get there, you've got to make sure that you've got to do the right things for the opportunity as well. What would you tell people, encourage people to apply for the visa, Papua New Guineans, but what would you tell them as well when they do get selected within this one year process when they travel to U.S., what would you encourage them, and what would you tell them, as a U.S. citizen yourself?
Yeah, so first of all, I want to tell all of your listeners, Papua New Guineans, New Vanuatu, Solomon Islanders, and every other nationality that's listening, with this diversity visa, it's a demonstration of how important the United States views diversity. We really think that the strength of our democracy and the strength of our country, what makes our country great, is that we are not all the same. We are not all from the same place. We don't all believe exactly the same things. And we live together in harmony in a diverse culture. It's sort of like here in Port Moresby, you know, we have people from all over Papua New Guinea, from so many different tribes and people groups, and we live together here in Port Moresby. And obviously, we all have improvements we can make on being more tolerant and cooperative and being more accepting of people who are not like us. But in the U.S., we value those differences, and we want people from Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, Vanuatu to come and live with us and become part of what it is to be American, to become part of the United States. So I would say whether you're a man, a woman, old, young, gay, straight, brown, different color, from whatever tribe you're from, whatever island you come from, we welcome you in the United States. And we would love for you to come join us and become part of the United States. To do that, there's the Diversity Visa Program. And let me just sum up for your listeners. The Diversity Visa Program is open to everyone and it's free. And you fill out the application online at www.dvprogram.state.gov. You fill out that application before the deadline at the end of next week. And then it's a long process. You know, it'll take about a year and a half. It's not like you have to leave everything and immediately move to the United States. But if you go through the process, if you're selected, you'll go through the application and you have the opportunity to move to the United States and start your new life in America. So it's just really important that people fill out that application if they're interested. Don't fill it out more than once. Remember that it's free. And then hold on to that confirmation number at the end of the application. Hold on to that until May of next year when you can go back to that same website and check to see if you were selected. But in that time, you have plenty of time to get connected with the U.S. Embassy on our social media. Pay attention to the programs that we offer. We have all kinds of programs that can help people learn about U.S. culture and begin to adapt and prepare for that move to the United States. We have all kinds of education programs, scholarships. We put on various programs throughout the year that can help expose people to U.S. culture. And that would help someone if they were selected to be able to make that move to the United States.
Andrew, before we let you go, just some information that's come in. People are asking if they do get selected and travel to the U.S. in terms of selecting where they stay, which state, is it done by the U.S. government or is it done by the individual itself?
Oh, that's a great question, Evan, and thanks to your listeners for sending it in. The person themselves gets to choose where they go. If you win the diversity visa and you get it, you move to the United States and you go wherever you want. It's part of the beautiful freedoms that we have in our country. You get to choose. We have 50 states you can choose from. We even have some overseas territories like Guam, American Samoa, and Puerto Rico, and others. But you could choose any of our 50 states and the city you want to move to, whether that's you want a big city like New York City, or you want to move somewhere more rural like my home state of Alabama. It's more in the countryside. You get to choose, and you get to make whatever life you want.
Andrew, it's been great talking to you. Thanks for the wonderful information you've given, and I'm sure many Papua New Guineans who are listening to the program right now, that's an opportunity for them to go to the U.S., and it shows the great partnership that the people of U.S. have with the people of Papua New Guinea.
Yeah, absolutely, Evan. I want to thank you and your listeners for all the time that you've given me to talk today. I've given a lot of information, so let me just give everybody the one-stop shop where you can get all the information you need, and that's on the U.S. Embassy's social media and website. So go on Facebook. You can type U.S. Embassy Port Moresby for Facebook. On Twitter, we're at U.S. Embassy Palm, and our website is pg.usembassy.gov. All the information you need will be available there on our social media and on our website.
Andrew, you're a legend. Thank you very much for your time. Before we let you go, is there any place in Papua New Guinea you'd like to visit or you still haven't visited yet? Any destinations you're thinking about?
Oh man, I have too many to list. I really do. Like I said, I went to the Highlands already. I had a trip scheduled to Goroka, but unfortunately, COVID has impacted that. Obviously, want to get out to the islands, New Britain, New Ireland, and all the others. I mean, you should see my list. It just goes on and on. But this country is absolutely beautiful. So I'm just excited to be here, Evan.
Andrew, thank you for your time, and you know we wish you and your partner as well all the best, and enjoy your stay here in Papua New Guinea. Enjoy it as well. And thank you for sharing the information with us. We're looking forward to working with the U.S. Embassy on our station, and of course disseminating all the information about the visa and plus much more with COVID and anything that we can to inform our people.
Thank you, Dumas. Thank you, Drew. Look at you, Evan.
Look at you, Andrew, and good day.
Good day.